Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. And today we're talking about high cholesterol levels. Of course, this does increase the risk of heart disease. We've read all about that. But that can be managed with things like exercise or a better diet. But for a lot of people with familial hypercholesterolemia, managing the condition is not so straightforward. Now, FH is a genetic disorder which increases the risk of early heart disease caused by, say, too much bad cholesterol in the blood. And the condition does affect one in every 200 people. Now, unfortunately, 90% of patients are not aware that they have FH until, say, a serious cardiac event occurs. There can be misdiagnosis as well. In fact, that does occur in 80% of cases. So we're going to find out more about familial hypercholesterolemia, the kind of risks that are involved in this, as well as how to detect and manage the condition early. On the line with me is Dr. Michael McDonald, who is Senior Consultant Cardiologist from the Harley Street Heart Center. Dr. Michael, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Elliot. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me. I had to Google the pronunciation of this really long word, hypercholesterolemia, a familial hypercholesterolemia. What exactly is this?
Yeah, it's one of the most common genetic conditions. So familial is genetic. Hypercholesterolemia means high cholesterol. And as you said before, it's affects about 1 in 200 to 1 in 250 of the population. And patients that get this gene, they inherit it from their parents, they have really high levels of cholesterol. And that can lead to strokes and heart attacks at an earlier age.
And I'm assuming when you say this is something that's inherited, we could be looking at people who look perfectly normal, perfectly fit, but because it's bad cholesterol, it affects them differently.
Yeah, absolutely. So most people that get it don't know they've got it, and they don't know they've got it until they have something like a heart attack or a stroke. There can be some signs, and the common signs that people can have might be some white spots around the eyes and a kind of little ring that goes around the iris as well, called the corneal arcus. Okay. And so there are some signs, but most people just do not know they've got it and it appear completely normal.
So even their regular fitness, like, for example, if they're exercising often, they go for marathons and things like that, they appear completely normal.
Yeah, totally. Yes. So what happens is the cholesterol is in the blood, and gradually over time you'll get buildup of plaques. And these plaques don't cause any problems until they get quite severe or they rupture.
All right. And then obviously that causes the blockages, or even at the early stage, you could have a young guy or lady who needs multiple stents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not uncommon to have people with FH needing stents before the age of 40.
Wow, that is quite scary. What's the picture like here in Singapore?
Yes, it's pretty common. And so about 1 in 200 people have it. And the most common presentation is with heart attack or a stroke or needing some kind of stent.
And so I'm looking at risk factors then. I mean, it's not like we go for a full body checkup every other month. So I could look good, fit into my clothes well. The risk factor is that heart attack could happen at any time. How severe could that heart attack be at the initial stage?
Yeah, so a heart attack, about 50% of people that have heart attacks actually end up have a sudden death event. So they don't have time to even get to the hospital to actually be fixed. People with FH have got a 20 times greater risk of developing atherosclerotic events like heart attacks and strokes. And it's actually a really simple thing to screen for. All you need to do is get a blood test, get your cholesterol checked, and you can see it on the blood tests.
Right. If, let's say, I'm ignorant to that, I'm one of those guys that go, well, I look fine, I exercise fine, why should I bother? And this FH gets left untreated, what kind of risk do I run, apart from just the heart attack? Or how bad can the heart disease get?
Yeah, so if you leave it untreated, most people by kind of mid-40s to 50s will have some form of plaques in their heart arteries. Some people get a really severe form of familial hyperlipidemia, and it's when they have two copies of abnormal genes, and they get something called homozygous familial hyperlipidemia, and they actually get coronary disease in their teens or 20s.
Okay. Oh, that is very serious. I just wanted to double back to how early on you mentioned that the best way to get this checked is through blood tests, but you kind of have to have that specific request, right? Now, if I don't know this is something that I've inherited from my parents or even before that, the odds of this getting misdiagnosed if, let's say, I have a minor heart attack?
Yeah, so, I mean, it is a simple blood test. We have criteria for defining familial hyperlipidemia.
Okay.
And the first part of the criteria is actually the level of your LDL cholesterol. So anything above 190, we start to look at whether this could be a genetic type of hyperlipidemia. And the problem is sometimes people get their cholesterol checked and it can be quite high. And then they're told to go away and adjust their diet and yes, exercise more. And they never get their blood test checked again. And that can be a risk. Okay. But actually at these kind of levels of an LDL above 190, it's most likely to be some form of genetic condition.
And these have to be sort of managed after that in terms of consultations. Do they have to be with experts, heart specialists like yourself, or could we get the best form of advice or some level of a good form of advice from a general practitioner?
Yeah, you can get the initial advice can be from the general practitioner, and the initial assessment probably needs to be done by a cardiology or a lipid specialist to get the diagnosis correct. Because there are various forms of familial hyperlipidemia. Some people can have less disease than others. Other people can have more extreme disease.
Mm-hmm.
The general practitioner plays a very important role. And then long-term management can be co-shared between cardiology and GPs.
Right. So what kind of mitigating habits can I put in play if, let's say, I've discovered that I've got FH, depending on the seriousness? Is it all about diet? Is there medication involved? What's usually the advice at the start?
Yeah, so there's always lifestyle advice, and partly because if you exercise a lot and have a really good diet, it has loads of benefits apart from cholesterol, but because it's a genetic condition, actually lifestyle doesn't really impact your LDL levels very much.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And you need to have some form of treatment, and there's a lot of different medications we can use. There's obviously statins, which have been around a long time.
Okay.
There's other drug called ezetimibe, which works in the gut. And then there's more advanced therapies, which are injectable therapies. One of them is a new one, which is an RNA-based treatment, which you can get an injection every 6 months.
Right.
It lowers your cholesterol by about 50%. And very, very rarely, sometimes people need a treatment called apheresis, which basically removes the cholesterol physically from the blood.
Is this a case of, and I'm assuming here, a kind of disorder that's the body's unable to break down the cholesterol better and therefore it kind of remains and accumulates? Would I be correct to assume that?
Yeah, pretty similar. So
okay.
Your body basically makes all the cholesterol it needs, and it has so much left over that it packs it up into these LDL particles, which transport the cholesterol to the liver. The problem usually arises with FH, with the LDL receptor in the liver, slightly abnormal, so it doesn't fit onto the LDL particles very well, so it doesn't remove them from the circulation. So you end up just very high levels of LDL circulating around the body, and they can get into places that they're not supposed to.
Okay. What would your advice be to people right now who are listening, feel a little bit shocked by this conversation, that possibility, but they lead very normal lives? Is there a particular age that I should go get my blood tested for this condition, or should I just do it just because I'm afraid?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a simple test to do.
Yeah.
But you can get your blood test checked pretty much at any age. The guidelines, if you've got a parent who's got an early heart attack or a stroke or has known high cholesterol, you should be screened probably from teenage years or sometimes younger, depending on how high your cholesterol is in the parents. But all of us can get a cholesterol test done. It's so simple, and it's very cheap, and it'll spot most of the cases of FH.
All right. Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Dr. Michael McDonald, who is a senior consultant cardiologist from the Harley Street Heart Center. Dr. Michael, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.